President Biden is describing the situation at the southern border as, quote, a god-awful mess, but he says the administration inherited the problem from the previous president. However, Republicans argue the president's rhetoric during the campaign encouraged people to cross the border. Right now, more than 23,000 unaccompanied children are in federal custody, and illegal crossings are at the highest level in two decades. News Nation correspondent Michael Shore is live now with new comments from the president on his plan to overhaul the immigration system. Michael.
Rutabay, Rob, good evening to both of you. It's an interesting thing. You have President Biden talking the other night before Congress, but not really stepping into the quagmire of immigration. And yet, it's something that was asked of him today on television. It's something that a sitting Democratic senator from Arizona, Mark Kelly, is pushing back against the president on, not to mention the fact that the president did say and has reiterated that when he inherited this issue, he walked into a powder keg. 2 days after his speech to the nation, President Biden took to the airwaves. In a wide-ranging interview with NBC News that aired Friday, the president touched on immigration, blaming the Trump administration for some of the problems that persist.
The failure to have a real transition, the two departments that didn't give us access to virtually anything were the immigration and the Defense Department.
The president addressing a subject which did not get much attention in his Wednesday night visit to Capitol Hill, the reuniting of families.
One of the things is we don't know yet where those kids are. We're trying like hell to figure out what happened.
The issue remaining political, with Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly pushing back, calling the situation on the border a crisis. In a statement, the senator saying, "What I didn't hear tonight was a plan to address the immediate crisis at the border, and I will continue holding this administration accountable." The Kelly reaction underscoring the political pressure on the president as well as the recently elected senator himself, who will face voters again next year in a state where immigration is front and center.
We're a border state, and it's definitely something that's on a lot of voters' minds. So it's not surprising at all, really, to see Mark Kelly kind of move towards the center there.
Jeremy Duda covers politics for the Arizona Mirror. He doesn't see this rift being a big deal just yet.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer give folks who have tough re-elections a little bit more leeway to stray from the party line. I would imagine Joe Biden and the White House will be doing the same.
For now, the president reiterating that good policy is good politics when it comes to immigration, especially with minors and especially in Central America.
What we're doing now is we're going back to those countries in question where most of us coming from and saying, look, you can apply from your country. You don't have to make this trek.
A few things as we talk about the surge. We were in El Paso on the border with Ciudad Juarez just a week or so ago. People there, officials there, telling us this is not atypical. It's a cyclical type of surge. These are just atypical times. Today, the administration saying that much of the money, the billions of dollars that were earmarked from the Pentagon budget to build the wall, well, that's all being diverted back to the Pentagon. All existing contracts with construction outfits along the border there for more border wall, those have been canceled. In Playa Vista, California, for News Nation, I'm Michael Shore.